Okay, Sanford coach Johnny Dawkins has joined us, and the Cardinal host California on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Jeff Ferrato, Oakland Tribune.
Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, Jeff.
Can you talk a little bit about the transition that Chase and Randall has gone through this year, going from sort of shooting guard, which I assume is sort of his natural position, to playing the point for you, and how that's impacted his shooting in particular, and if you see a light at the end of the tunnel in those ways?
I think you know, he's been going through that transformation ever since last season. I mean, he started for us a number of the games, and down the stretch for us all of the games at the one for us. So, I mean, he's been going through that progression, and you know, it can be difficult at times. I mean, I think he has a good feel for the game. He has a good understanding. It's just a process. I mean, I don't attribute any of his shooting woes earlier in the season based on that. You know, he actually ended up hurting his hand. I'm sure he's probably never mentioned it. And that's kind of contributed to why he started up, I think, a little bit slower. But he's starting to pick it up. I think he's feeling better. And I think if you look at his last games, he's, starting to really get back into the form. So we're, of course, excited about that.
You know, how's he doing as a point guard for you? He's not sort of a traditional pass-first guy, obviously, but how do you evaluate the way he's playing that position?
Well, I think he has some moments, and I think he's had some times where he needs to grow in a position. You know, I think assist to turnover ratio, if you look at that as a kind of a measuring stick, he's fine. He's a positive, negative assist to turnover ratio player. Of course, defensively, he's really sound, on the ball with guys, guards. So two things that you look at is he taking care of the basketball, and is he able to defend the position, adequately on the other end? Are two things that he's done well at. Could it be better? Absolutely. But those are two things that we've liked. And then the rest of it is just growing into understanding how to, move the ball, make guys around you better, and all the things that most young point guards have to learn no matter who they are coming to this level.
All right. Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Hey, you're welcome.
Your next question comes from David Bush, BearInsider.com.
I just wondered, your team obviously has had problems shooting over the course of the season, and it got a little better last week. But have you figured out exactly what the problems were, what caused it? Was it not getting good looks? Was it just pressing? And do you think you've turned a corner on that?
Well, I think it's more the latter. I think guys are just pressing. Guys want to do well. Guys want to make shots. And I think they put the weight of the world on each shot that they took. And that's something that can become difficult. And I think as they start to settle in, which I think they have, over the last couple of weeks, I think you've seen the percentages start to go up from our guys. And it's just getting comfortable out there and realizing that, hey, just take good shots. Miss or make, a good shot is still good. You're not going to always make them. And just like you may not deserve to miss the ones you're missing now, you may not deserve to make the ones you'll make later. It's just part of the game. So you just have to take the good with the bad, stay positive with them. They need to stay positive with themselves, and you work your way through it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Johnny, not to make you lament what you don't have, but where has Anthony Brown's loss this year hurt you guys most?
Well, I don't like to think about that. He comes back as an experienced junior for us, and a young man who, healthy, can be very productive. He had suffered. He had a good freshman year, sophomore year. He played injured, as you can tell, and he's actually the opposite hip now. So the young man would have gave us a boost offensively. He's a capable scorer, of course. We recruited him to do that. He also is a very good defender for us. I didn't think he got enough credit on the perimeter for being a defender he was for us. He and Jared, I think, both did a very good job, and we've missed him.
Did you expect a little bit more of a bounce from the great NIT you guys had a year ago? Or, how much of it is due to Brown's loss and how much is due to other stuff?
Well, no, I expected us to make a jump based on, what we had done and learning how to close games and things that we went through during that run. You know, unfortunately, Brown's injury has hurt us. I mean, it's left us scrambling, you know, and as you can tell by some of the lineup changes we've made. It's left us scrambling some, and that's difficult. And then, you know, things that you can't, you know, you can't envision. You don't know that, you know, maybe that your kids are going to start off, you know, start the season off, you know, struggling from the field. You know, we walked into the conference with the, probably the number one and number two, I know at least right up there, you know, three-point percentage shooters, and just started off the season struggling. I mean, it was from day one, so it wasn't as if, you know, we got to a point in the season and then it started happening. That happened from day one for us, and we've been battling ever since. And to our kids' credit, though, they've never stopped fighting. They've given us a chance to win almost every game. You know, we've been in every game, and we've not shot the ball, you know, nowhere near as well as we think we're capable of.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Todd Divas, Common News Tribune.
Hi, Coach. After seeing Washington, how big of an influence is Azeez Njai on both ends, and in particular, his ability to set really good picks at the offensive end in that high post system that they run?
He impacts the game. Like, as you just said, he impacts on both ends. I mean, he's a presence defensively. When he's in the lane, he takes up the entire lane. He's long, he's athletic, he's mobile. And then on the offensive end, not only does he set good screens, I mean, he's like setting two picks. It's like a double screen when he sets one, trying to get through it. But also his ability to rebound the ball offensively. You know, his offensive rebounds are big plays for them. They're momentum plays. You know, they may miss the shot, and then all of a sudden he has his hand on the ball. He tips it. He keeps it alive, or he comes up with it. And, you know, he's really improved. You know, watching that young man from, you know, last year to this year, I see a lot of growth in his game, and he really helps them.
And Wilcox, what did you see from him, and how was he able to kind of repeatedly get loose, and what does their system do to get him loose?
Well, they do a good job of screening for him to free him up, one. And two, the young man has improved as well. I mean, he's gotten better at putting the ball on the floor and creating his own shot. So I think that combination of him being just a pure shooter coming off screens with the ability now to put it on the floor and to create a shot has made him, you know, a more dangerous player.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Jeff Ferrato, Oakland Tribune.
Hey, Johnny, me again. What's your sense of Justin Cobb, Cal's junior guard? He went through some shooting things recently, and then he didn't shoot much the other day. But what does he bring them, and what do you have to be concerned with about him?
Well, Justin, I mean, he's a very good guard. I mean, he's a you know, combo guard. I think he's a very capable scorer, as you know. He's a good shooter, a good ball handler. And I think when he's playing the way he's played the most of his career, I think he brings him an air of confidence and cockiness. His ability to create off the dribble, his confident play is something that permeates through the team a lot.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, press star one.
One more sweep for questions, anybody?
No questions at this time.
All right, perfect. Johnny, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
All right, guys. Take care.
We'll see you.